Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Make sure you follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Wednesday morning to you. Happy Hump Day as we get through the middle of the work week and we get over the just talked about hump. So hope you are doing well. Hope you're getting your Wednesday and your hump day off to a good start. Shout out to all my overnighters. Shout out to all my third shifters. All my truck drivers moving the goods from state to state. Shout out to y'all for getting the job done as we transition from Tuesday to Wednesday. So if you are on your way to the gym as well, going to pump that iron. Shout out to you as well, putting in that work, getting them good endorphins flowing before you start your work day. Some of you probably ending your work day right about now, about to go catch a mean nap and then enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Speaking of Wednesday, y'all know what day it is. It's a West Georgia Wednesday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Two West Georgia grads holding it down in the Kia Studios. Me and my girl Noelle White. Doing our thing, out here living, out here thriving. Noelle, what's going on with you this morning? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Dylan. Nothing too major. Had a nice, smooth night. I guess we'll get into what's going on with these Braves according and some other things going on in the city this morning.
Yeah. We're going to get into it all. Obviously, the Braves, they are losers last night. 7-4 final score. Jared Schuster was... It was okay. It was solid. Nothing to call home about, but, you know, we'll let you hear from Brian Snicker. We'll let you hear from Sean Murphy about Schuster's performance. They thought it was okay, but we'll let you hear exactly what they had to say when we go around the A in about 18 minutes. Also, Arthur Smith joined the Jim Rome show, and we're going to react to a couple of cuts from that here in just a couple of minutes. So, was not too busy of a day, but we had some things popping off. We also got some things popping off tonight. Atlanta United in action. We'll talk about that, preview that match a little bit as Atlanta United is trying to get off a little three-game schneid they're on right now as they've lost three straight MLS matches. And then at 5:40, we are going to break down and react to what we saw last night when it comes to the NBA playoffs. Western Conference Finals, Game 1 last night. Nuggets got out to a big lead. Lakers came storming back, but the Nuggets were able to hold on. And the Joker, another triple-double, another big performance from him. But not going to be easy for the Nuggets. Also not going to be easy for the Lakers, as you saw. I think we got a really good series on our hands. We'll talk more about that in about 36 minutes. But I do want to get to Arthur Smith. As I said, he joined the Jim Rome show yesterday, and he was talking about Bijan Robinson, talking about Desmond Ridder. I first want to let you hear from Arthur Smith about Desmond Ridder, because he was talking about the expectations that Desmond Ridder has on him this season and what he expects from Desmond Ridder and the fact that he's excited about what this team has. He's excited about the offensive line as well. So let's hear from Arthur Smith about Desmond Ridder.
Yeah, so the way it worked out and the way the season ended, it was good that Des got in there. There was meaningful games and, you know, put them right into the fire. I mean, they're going down to New Orleans. I don't care what the records are. That's a tough place to play with against a really good veteran defense, and up in Baltimore, right, in the snow. And then obviously finishing the year out at home against Arizona and Tampa. He got better every week. But ultimately, you're going to have to win on third down and in the red zone on critical downs in 2 minutes. And I think he's got that ability to do that. He showed that. It's a four-game sample size. You go back to his history at Cincinnati, and he obviously changed, along with others, changed the trajectory of that program with Luke Fickell and won a lot of football games. And he's done a good job since he's been here. Like all of us, there's a lot of things we can improve on, and we're excited. And we feel really good about where the O-line's at and everything else around him. So we're very optimistic and excited going into the season.
Excited, optimistic, feeling good. I think a lot of Falcons fans should be feeling the way the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons is feeling, because, again, yes, it was only a four-game sample size. Yes, you could say he was playing a bumish Tampa Bay Buccaneers team at the end of the season. I get all that. But the fact of the matter is that Desmond Ridder did improve every single game. And he's now going to have a full offseason as the guy. He's going to get all first-team reps. He's probably going to get a lot of PT during the preseason, at least a fair amount. And he's going to continue to get better. We know about his relationship with Drake London already, on and off the field. On the field, you saw it last year. As soon as Desmond Ridder became the starting quarterback, Drake London started to emerge. So their connection is real. His connection with Kyle Pitts is only going to get better. And he's got even more weapons in Mac Hollins and Scotty Miller. Slade Bolden as well, if you want to throw him into the fold. And he's got another shiny new toy as well that he acquired this offseason in Bijan Robinson. And Jim Rome also asked Arthur about Bijan Robinson, why he likes him so much. And Arthur Smith talked about the versatility that Bijan is going to bring to this Atlanta Falcons offense.
Yeah, he's a dynamic football player. And, you know, the way the game's being played and certainly the way we play offense, we use our players all over the place. And he's got a unique skill set, you know, that lists him as a running back. And certainly he's one that Doak Walker, you know, is running the football, as you're showing right now. But there's other things he can do out in space. a unique guy that can put the ball in the end zone. And you can't have enough guys like that. And we have guys that we consider tight ends or, you know, that really can play all over the place, whether they play, you know, inside in the core and slot or into the field. So we feel really good about the versatility. We know we're not traditional, but we feel really good about the offensive skill players we have.
Got a lot of skill players. That is for sure. Got a lot of guys who can catch the football, score touchdowns, make an impact on the game. Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan, who Coach Smith just talked about. Tyler Allgeier still. Cordarrelle Patterson still. Jonnu Smith, who you traded for. Drake London, Mac Hollins, Scotty Miller. I mean, this offense is pretty loaded down. So Desmond Ridder, like we were just talking about, while you feel good about what he can do, there are expectations because he does have a lot more weapons than he did last year. He does have a lot to work with. Offensive line should be better. You got, hopefully, what is your starting left guard for the foreseeable future in Matthew Bergeron. You still got Jake Matthews at left tackle holding it down. You solidified your right side, bringing back your right side. You have continuity there with Caleb McGarry and Chris Lindstrom. Probably going to have the same center as well in Drew Dahlman. So there is no reason this Atlanta Falcons offense shouldn't be one of the best in the league. That's right. I said it. There's no reason this Atlanta Falcons offense shouldn't be one of the best in the league. Desmond Ridder has everything at his disposal. Arthur Smith, who we know is run heavy, I think they're going to pass the ball maybe a smidge more now with Desmond Ridder because he is, let's be honest, a better passer than what Marcus Mariota is. But still, the emphasis is going to be running the ball when we talk about the Atlanta Falcons offense. However, I think Desmond Ridder is going to be asked to make a few more throws. But still, he's not going to be asked to do too much. Still going to see a lot of Bijan toting the rock. We talk a lot about Bijan Robinson and what he can do as a receiver, what he can do catching out of the backfield, what he's going to be able to do lining up in the slot, maybe even outside. We'll see. But Bijan's still a big old bruising back if he wants to be, and he is, and he will be at times. So we're going to see plenty of him running the rock, plenty of Tyler Allgeier running the rock, plenty of Cordarrelle Patterson running the rock. I think Cordarrelle Patterson's going to get a lot of run at wide receiver as well. But the point being that Desmond has plenty of weapons, and with that comes expectation. So the Falcons in a good spot, and it's just going to be interesting to see what Desmond Ridder looks like, how they use Bijan, the creativity that Arthur Smith comes up with, because there's going to be a lot of creative things he can do. I mean, think about it. He can run two tight end sets if he wants. He can run some dual running back sets if he wants to. He can have Tyler Allgeier in the backfield and Bijan Robinson out in the slot or out wide if he really wants to. So there are just so many different things that Arthur Smith is going to be able to do with this offense. And I am very, very excited to see just how creative Arthur Smith is and just exactly what he's able to come up with. So very excited about what the future holds for the Atlanta Falcons, because I do think this Atlanta Falcons team is a playoff team. I do think they should be in the postseason this year. I think that highly of this team. We know about all the pieces they've added on defense. I just talked about what they've added on offense. You got Jesse Bates on defense, one of the best safeties in the league. You added Jeff Okuda. He was a third overall pick in 2020. His counterpart, now A.J. Terrell, was also a high draft pick in 2020. So you got those two guys on the outside. Mike Hughes, maybe Clark Phillips, maybe both are going to be in the slot. So you have what should be a very solid to very good secondary. And you talk about the defensive line, that's been bolstered. David Onyemata, you still got Grady Jarry. You brought in Calais Campbell. You drafted Zach Harrison. You still got Taquan Graham, who's going to be coming back for injury, which I don't think enough people are talking about because he was very good before he got injured. And he was very good in the run as well. That Atlanta Falcons run defense was a pretty good run defense before Taquan Graham got hurt, and I don't think enough people are talking about that. But the point is, the offense has obviously been bolstered. The defense has obviously been bolstered. This Atlanta Falcons roster is a very good roster all the way around, and there are expectations. The expectation for me is the postseason. You got to make it into the postseason. I don't necessarily think you have to win a playoff game. That would be nice. But if you make it into the postseason, this Dylan right here will be happy. You can always tweet at me your thoughts at underscore Dylan Matthews. What are the expectations for Desmond Ridder? What are the expectations for the Atlanta Falcons? I think we all can agree it's the postseason. If you have other thoughts, if you think they should win a postseason game, if you don't think their expectations should be the postseason, let me know. Tweet at me at underscore Dylan Matthews. All right. About 5-6 minutes from now, we're going to go around the A like we always do at 5:20. Atlanta United, they're in action tonight. We got to let you hear from Brian Snicker and Sean Murphy about Jared Schuster and the Braves' 7-4 loss to the Texas Rangers. And the Falcons signed some more of their rookies, and they made some more signings. Speaking of the Atlanta Falcons, we got to talk about that as well. Plenty of things to get to on Around the A because the local sports scene here in the state of Georgia and in the city of Atlanta is always popping. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at all the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. Rolling along here on a hump day. The West Georgia Wednesday as well. All right. Was it a extremely busy night when we talk about the teams that were in action on the local sports scene? City of Atlanta, state of Georgia. But the Braves were in action. Atlanta United gets in action tonight as they take on the Colorado Rapids. And the Falcons signed another rookie, and they made a couple of additions as well. So we got some things to cover. So without further ado, let's take a trip around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
Let's start with the Atlanta Braves, 7-4 losers as they go down. They're defeated by the Texas Rangers last night. Jared Schuster wasn't bad, but wasn't great either. He did have one pretty bad inning. So, started off not too bad. He was moving along. Did have a 1-0 lead for a bit there because Orlando Arcia had an RBI single, scored Ozzie Albies. Then the bottom of the fourth, that's when it got a little rough for Jared Schuster. Really, that was probably his only bad inning. The bottom of the seventh was his fault. That was Dylan Lee. So, the bottom of the fourth, really the only bad inning for Jared Schuster. He gave up 3 runs in the bottom of the fourth, including a 2-run home run. Then after that, he really locked in until he exited the game. Dylan Lee came in the bottom of the seventh, and he ran into some trouble, gave up 2 runs. And then Joe Jimenez was pitching in the bottom of the eighth, and he gave up a home run, and that did it in for the Atlanta Braves. So, not a terrible outing from Jared Schuster. Only giving up 3 runs. So, you can build off of that, and we'll see where he is next time it's time for him to maybe make a start. We'll see if he stays up with the big league club, but 5 innings pitch, 3 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, did give up a home run, like I said. So, not a bad day's work. Technically, that is a quality start. I think maybe you have to go six innings for a quality start. Can't remember off the top of my head, but again, he was okay. Literally, he was the definition of okay. Wasn't great, wasn't terrible. He was right in the middle. He was okay. Let's hear from Brian Snitker as he talked about Jared Schuster's performance. And again, Jared Schuster was up early in the season, obviously made the club out of spring training because of the injuries to the starting rotation, and now he's back up. So let's first hear from Brian Snitker about Jared Schuster's performance last night.
I think it was great. He gave us 5 innings, you know, kind of just come undone there that one inning in the beginning, but overall I thought he was, you know, it was a lot better. And yeah, like I say, you told me we're going to get 5 innings out of him, I said that'd been great. It's good to get him back up here and get him involved, and you know, he's going to get it. I mean, he's going to figure it out. That was all right. He kept us in the game.
He did. By the time Jared Schuster left the game, it was 3-1, so it was manageable for the Braves at that point. So he did keep him in the game, and you know, he was okay. So we'll see if Jared Schuster is able to come back and if he stays up with the big league club. I imagine he probably will, but you never know at this point. The Braves are kind of just playing everything by ear, feeling everything out. So we shall see what Jared Schuster's future holds. Brian Snitker also talked about the improvements Jared Schuster has made from the first time he was up in the very beginning of the season to now. Let's hear what the skipper had to say.
Strikes, I think, and you know, it was second time around there, like I say, just, you know, they kind of got him there real quick, but you know, he kept pitching, and it was all right.
Sean Murphy also talked about the performance of Schuster. So let's hear what Sean Murphy had to say about his thoughts on Jared Schuster's game.
Schuster was great. You know, he gave us five innings. He was looking good. He had a little trouble there in that inning, but credit to him, he bounced back. He gave up three with no outs and then came back, attacked, threw strikes, trusted himself, and, you know, he got through five.
He got through five. That was really the biggest thing from Brian Snicker and Sean Murphy. He was able to get through five, hand things off to the bullpen, and it still be, again, manageable, if I could talk, a manageable game. As, like I said, it was 3-1, so, again, it was okay from Sean Murphy. I mean, not from Sean Murphy, from Jared Schuster. But Sean Murphy talked about Jared Schuster's improvements from, again, the first time he was up to now. Let's hear what our catcher had to say.
Sure, yeah. I thought he was in a good headspace today. He was attacking guys, and, you know, he had a plan for what he wanted to do, and he didn't look, at all fazed by, you know, even some of the bad results.
Now, we did get a couple of bright spots last night as both Ronald Acuña Jr. and Sean Murphy hit their 10th home runs last night. So Ronald Acuña Jr. now has homered in three, count them, 1, 2, 3 straight games. Let's hear Ronald Acuña Jr.'s solo home run in the 8th inning.
You go down there, I'm going with you, Peter. Ronald Acuña out to center field, and he has left the building. Solo homer, 10th of the season for Ronald. And he's now homered in three straight games. That one, 455 feet.
Another cheap one, huh?
There are no cheap ones with this guy.
Definitely no cheap ones with Ronald Acuña Jr. That call courtesy of Brandon Gaudin and Bally Sports South. And for a moment there, it looked like the Braves were maybe on a bit of a comeback trail. In the top of the 8th inning, Ronald Acuña hit that solo home run. Matt Olson then got hit by a pitch. And then Sean Murphy came up to bat, and he said, hold up, I might try to put the team on my back right here.
And it brings up Sean Murphy. Murphy out to right field. Garcia back. And it's gone. Off the fence and out of here. And it's 6-4.
Sean Murphy goes yickety, as well as Ronald Acuña Jr. Sean Murphy again hitting his 10th home run of the season, as well as Ronald Acuña Jr. Sean Murphy, after the game, talked about, you know, what he was able to do in that home run at bat. Let's hear from Murph.
You know, just trying to hit the ball. Got a pitch over the middle, and, you know, the gunner set up in, and he left it out over, and, you know, just trying to stay inside the ball and put some in play, and it worked.
He was just trying to hit the ball. He left it out over the plate, and Sean Murphy made him pay for it. Love to hear that there from Sean Murphy. Simple and easy. But what wasn't simple and easy early on in the game is the Atlanta Braves trying to get a hit off of Dane Dunning, who was the pitcher last night for the Texas Rangers. Six innings pitched, six hits, only one run given up by Dunning last night. He's now 4-0 on the season. He had four strikeouts last night as well. Sean Murphy talked about what Dunning was able to do in last night's outing to kind of keep the Braves' bats on off balance for most of the night. Here's what Murph had to say.
He was just locating really well. That's what he does. He doesn't, you know, doesn't have amazing velocity, but he locates. He throws that back to a two-seamer and the cutter off of it. Keeps you guessing, and he doesn't give in.
Definitely wasn't giving in last night. A very good outing and a very good start to the season for the Rangers' Dane Dunning. One more bit of news out of Braves country. It looks like we have a certain rookie that's moving up the ranks here pretty quickly, as now I'm losing the guy's name, but I'll have it here in a second. Our guy AJ Smith Sharver, I believe the name is, but I want to make sure I get the young fella's name right. But the point being is that he was in Rome to start the season. Then he quickly moved up to Double A to the Mississippi Braves. And now it was announced yesterday that he is getting promoted to AAA. He's going to be with the Gwinnett Stripers. And that is AJ Smith Sharver. See, I had to make sure I get his name right. AJ Smith Sharver, congratulations. He's getting moved up to AAA. And look, this guy is the number four overall prospect in the Braves farm system, according to MLB Pipeline. And his ascension is happening pretty quickly. Again, started the season in Rome, was quickly moved up to AA Mississippi. Now, yesterday it was just announced that he's getting promoted to AAA, and he's going to make his AAA debut on Friday. So he's moving up quick. I don't know if he's going to be in Atlanta this season, but the way he's moving up at an exponential rate, he could be. And again, number four overall prospect, we know what Alex Anthopoulos has been able to do with these young guys. It seems like for the past two or three seasons, maybe even four, I mean, really going back all the way back to Ronald Acuña Jr. and Ozzie Albies, seems like there's always that one young guy that comes on and make a splash. Last year, obviously, it was Michael Harris. But the year before that, what, Ian Anderson? Or no, it wasn't Ian Anderson probably that year. It was probably Ian Anderson the year before that. But you get what I'm saying. There's always that young guy that comes up midseason and gives the Braves a spark. So we'll see if A.J. Smith-Shawver is going to be that dude this year. But going to make his AAA debut on Friday, and we'll see how he looks on the AAA stage. All right, Atlanta United. They are in action tonight here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. A little midweek matchup for the Five Stripes and the Colorado Rapids. Pre-game at 7 o'clock. Kick a little after 7:30 right here on the flagship station of Atlanta United Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game. Mike Conte, Jason Longshore will be on the call as per usual. And Atlanta United trying to get off the schneid here. Three straight matches they have lost in the MLS, as they are now at 5-3-4, still fourth in the Eastern Conference table. So, again, they're still in an okay position, but you can tell they really are missing Yorgos Yakubakis. And hopefully he'll be able to start tonight. He's been coming off injury. He did play last Saturday. And hopefully he can get the start tonight, at least give the Five Stripes 60 minutes. So we'll see just exactly where his conditioning is at. But hopefully he's well enough and conditioned enough to make a start tonight. But they're going to have to score some goals. Even if Yakubakis can't start, if he's just coming off the bench, you're going to have to get off to a hot start, score some goals. That first goal, very important for Atlanta United. If they can get that first goal on the board and score that first goal, get up 1-0, I think that fares well for them, especially being at home. But definitely missing Thiago Almada. I mean, Almada played last match, but that connection between Almada and Yakubakis, definitely missing that. So hopefully we can get that tonight in full force. But again, pregame, 7 o'clock, Five Stripes countdown. Kick shortly after 7:30. Mike Conte, Jason Longshore got you covered when it comes to Atlanta United here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Last but certainly not least, the Atlanta Falcons. Talked about them in the opening segment. They made a couple of transactions yesterday as they signed rookie defensive lineman Zach Harrison to his rookie deal. Deal is rumored to be worth around $5.56 million. Cap hit's going to be just around $1.01 million. Those estimations, according to Over the Cap. They also released veteran tackle Jermaine Ifedi, and they also signed a couple of guys as well, as they brought in QB Austin Ahn, defensive back Lucas Dennis, defensive lineman Laquelle London, and offensive lineman Barry Wesley. And again, they also released Jermaine Ifedi. So that's a little Atlanta Falcons transaction news for you here on Around the A. As we close out Around the A here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. Because when we come back, we got to talk about this game last night. It was a good game. At first, it looked like it was going to be a sleeper. At first, it looked like the Los Angeles Lakers were going to get blown out of Denver. Looked like the altitude maybe was getting to them, but the Lakers came back strong after being down. I think the biggest lead may have been 25. I know it was at least 20. I think it might have been 25. But The Lakers came back, got it to within 3 points late in the fourth quarter. However, the Nuggets made some big shots. They made some circus shots, and they were able to hold on. We'll recap what we saw yesterday in game one of the Western Conference Finals between the Lakers and the Nuggets. That's next right here on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Your first look at the Atlanta sports scene every weekday morning. This is the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. Final full segment before we talk to the morning shift coming up in about 15 minutes. And we got to talk about this game last night because, it was a doozy last night. I thought it was going to be a blowout. Nuggets went up by as much as 21 last night. And I was like, man, I stayed up for this. I stayed up for this crap right here. I didn't stay up for a blowout. But the Lakers, late in the third quarter, early in the fourth, just kept easing their way back in and creeping their way back in. And I was like, uh-oh, Lakers trying to make this a game. And they did. Final score, 132-126, though. The Nuggets were able to hold on. Big shots throughout the ball game made by Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic. Nuggets started off hot, got themselves a big lead. Lakers kind of got things stable, but the Nuggets still were able to hold the Lakers at arm's length, keep them at bay. Then the Lakers came on strong towards the final 5-6 minutes of the fourth quarter, had the Nuggets lead down to 3, but again, Nuggets were able to hold on. Nikola Jokic, man. If you don't know, now you know. Dude is a baller. Dude is a star. And he might not look that athletic, but he get the job done, though. Nikola Jokic, check out this stat line. Listen to it. 34 points, 14 assists, 21 rebounds. Man's had 12 rebounds in the first quarter. He was killing the Lakers on the glass in the first quarter. He at least had like, he had to have like 5 offensive rebounds in the first quarter alone. At least that's what it felt like. Offensive rebounds total, he had 6. So got the job done. Had 2 blocks as well. A plus 11. I mean, Nikola Jokic did everything you would want your big man and your superstar to do. Jamal Murray was good as well. 31 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds. A block as well. Only 1 turnover. Jamal Murray did his thing. KCP had a good game. 9 of 17 from the field, 3 of 8 from 3, 21 points. Michael Porter Jr., 15 points, 10 rebounds. He had a double-double. 3 of 6 from 3, 6 of 12 from the field. Very efficient night for MPJ. Aaron Gordon having to guard LeBron James and still try to be efficient on the other end of the court. 12 points, 4 of 8. That was from the free throw line. He was 4 of 8. 4 of 9 from the field. Bench didn't do much, though, and that is the one thing I think the Lakers will be able to exploit. I mean, that bench is kind of non-existent from the Nuggets. Bruce Brown, the only one who did anything worth note, 16 points, 1-of-1 from 3, 6-of-11 from the field. He's the only one that made an impact. Christian Braun played, Jeff Green played and made a 3, but Braun was out there just getting cardio. So that is going to be one thing when Jokic is out, when Jamal Murray is out, the Lakers might be able to make a run, and that is when they made their runs for sure. Lakers didn't play bad, though. They started off slow, and that I think that was ultimately their downfall. But, I mean, AD, 40 points, 10 rebounds. He got dominant, 14 to 23, hit a 3 as well. 11 of 11 from the free throw line, AD was. So he did just about all you can ask for. LeBron James, He was good too. 26 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists. Gosh darn near a triple-double for LeBron. Schroeder, he kind of stunk it up though. He didn't take that many shots actually. 2 or 3 from the field, only 6 points. He was more facilitator, had 5 assists. D'Angelo Russell, he was the one really stinking it up. 4 of 11 from the field, only 8 points. Austin Reeves had a good game, though. Boy, Austin Reeves can shoot that thing. He was cacao, cacao, cacao last night. He was making them things, knocking them down. 7 of 14 from the field, 23 points for Austin Reeves. Rui Hachimura, 17 points off the bench. He was a plus 10. Again, that could be one of those bench players that can maybe take advantage when, again, Murray and Jokic maybe aren't on the floor. Take advantage of some size mismatches there. He was 8 of 11 from the field. He made a 3 as well. Lonnie Walker, 6 points. Jared Vanderbilt didn't score, but again, I will say this. Very good defensively, Jared Vanderbilt is. And if he can, here and there, maybe make a corner 3 or 2, that'll be big for the Lakers, and that could be a difference maker for them. So this is going to be a tough series. Honestly, last night, what I saw has me more worried about the Nuggets than the Lakers. Because the Lakers got off to a slow start, and they kind of started out the gate slow. The Nuggets started out hot, and they stayed hot. And they got good performances from Murray, from Jokic, from KCP, from Michael Porter Jr. They had a pretty solid game, and they barely won. Now they won, so it's all good, but I'm very concerned about what that Nuggets bench is going to do and what this Nuggets bench is going to look like throughout the series. I think the Lakers can take advantage as far as bench points go and bench production goes. The Nuggets are going to have to keep a very short rotation. Only played 8 guys last night, and that's probably how it's going to stay. Now, in respect, the Lakers only played 8 guys as well. So rotations do get shorter, but that bench from the Lakers seems to be a little bit more productive and seems like you can count on the bench from the Lakers a little bit more than maybe you can the bench of the Denver Nuggets. But it's going to be a really good series throughout. I cannot wait. Be interesting to see how the Lakers come out game 2. Need to get off to a faster start, obviously. Can't go down big like they did early on. You can't get down 21. So that was really, I think, the downfall of the Lakers. You get down so much. You work so hard to come back. You were right there, but just took a lot of energy. Then, you know, couldn't knock down the shots when you needed to the most. So it's going to be a very good series between the Lakers and the Nuggets. I'm really excited for the series. I'm excited for both conference finals matchups, honestly. Heat and Celtics, I think, is going to be intriguing. I think it's going to be a good one, too. Game 1 of that series starts tonight on TNT. That one gets underway at 8:30. I think the Celtics could be in trouble because, again, they've had some times here in the playoffs where they folded a little bit. They haven't looked quite as mentally tough as they did last season. And one thing about the Heat are mentally tough. The Heat are never out of it, it seems like. Jimmy Butler is not going to let that team quit. He's going to put that team on his back, come hell or high water. Jimmy Butler's going to make sure his team is in the game, and that makes them very, very much dangerous. So excited for game 1 of Heat and Celtics tonight. Excited for game 2 of Lakers and Nuggets, and excited for both series overall. We'll see how it goes, and we'll keep you updated, and we'll keep talking about some hoops, some ball, as we continue down this NBA playoff journey. We also got to see what journey the morning shift is going to take next on a hump day. We'll talk to Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, see what they got up for today's show, see how they're feeling on a Wednesday. That's all next right here on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Final moments here on the Hometown Take. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson in the studio. Bo Morgan is back. Well, I guess you were back in your regular seat yesterday, and I guess I really just didn't notice or pay attention. But Bo Morgan happy to be back in his regular seat. You know, he had made some prior comments before that, you know, he wasn't really feeling that other seat, were you, Bo?
I don't know why you're looking at me like that.
You complained about it a couple of days in a row.
Give me my damn chair back was the comment.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't look at me crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I was having to suffer because some people couldn't come to class prepared.
Wow. Mikey's going to pull that card on you?
That's fine. That's fine. I'll roll with the punches.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Had to get my laptop repaired. I was doing the best I could. I just wait to, you
and
know,
he's just
wait,
taking shots at you, bro. Tell, like, what's up with that?
Like, blows a tire or something on the way to work. I'm going to be like, well, you just couldn't have prepared. You couldn't have, like, steel tires. You know what I mean?
Hold on a sec. Hold on, though. So, here's the problem.
Things happen.
Did I sacrifice for the team? Did I?
But now you're, like, rubbing your
You're, like, complaining about it, though.
You just sit out this second.
Wow.
Did I not sacrifice?
You wanna go ahead. You run point today. I'm gonna sit back and drink this just delicious tried to bench
Tiffany.
Coffee.
Tiffany, why are you trying to bench
I'm
you like
my
that?
My mic off.
Wow, she just turned her mic off too. Man, Bo's just out here just turning his co-host against him today. Bo, what's up with that squid Billy coming here all spicy?
Well, actually, you have turned my co-host against me because you're instigating.
I didn't instigate anything.
But what we got going on today?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about, you know, sports and Tiffany's dating life and or lack thereof.
Wow.
And you know what? No, Braves disappointing loss last night, but I thought they might have got a good outing for one of their young pitchers. We'll talk about that. Jason Longshore will join us at 8:20 to preview the struggling Atlanta United, hoping to get off a skid. And why Mike Johnson is still not wearing a hat today for the first time in the history of the morning
shift.
Product
in the hair.
Yeah.
He's got a little
swoop going, a little comb over going.
Why he has product in his hair is coming up at 7:40 and mic'd up, so stay tuned.
We love to hear it. All right. Very entertaining and exciting morning shift coming on today. Informational, but also entertaining as always. Thank you for tuning in to Hometown Take this morning. The morning shift coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your first look at the Atlanta sports scene every weekday morning. This is the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. Final full segment before we talk to the morning shift coming up in about 15 minutes. And we got to talk about this game last night because, ooh, it was a doozy last night. I thought it was going to be a blowout. Nuggets went up by as much as 21 last night. And I was like, man, I stayed up for this. I stayed up for this crap right here. I didn't stay up for a blowout. But the Lakers, late in the third quarter, early in the fourth, just kept easing their way back in and creeping their way back in. And I was like, uh-oh, Lakers trying to make this a game. And they did. Final score, 132-126, though. The Nuggets were able to hold on big shots throughout the ball game made by Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic. Nuggets started off hot, got themselves a big lead. Lakers kind of got things stable, but the Nuggets still were able to hold the Lakers at arm's length, keep them at bay. Then the Lakers came on strong towards the final 5-6 minutes of the fourth quarter, had the Nuggets lead down to 3, but again, Nuggets were able to hold on. Nikola Jokic, man. If you don't know, now you know. Dude is a baller. Dude is a star. And he might not look that athletic, but he get the job done, though. Nikola Jokic. Check out this stat line. Listen to it. 34 points, 14 assists, 21 rebounds. Man's had 12 rebounds in the first quarter. He was killing the Lakers on the glass in the first quarter. He at least had like, he had to have like 5 offensive rebounds in the first quarter alone. At least that's what it felt like. Offensive rebounds total, he had 6. So got the job done. Had 2 blocks as well. A plus 11. I mean, Nikola Jokic did everything you would want your big man and your superstar to do. Jamal Murray was good as well. 31 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds. A block as well. Only 1 turnover. Jamal Murray did his thing. KCP had a good game. 9 of 17 from the field, 3 of 8 from 3, 21 points. Michael Porter Jr., 15 points, 10 rebounds. He had a double-double. 3 of 6 from 3, 6 of 12 from the field. Very efficient night for MPJ. Aaron Gordon having to guard LeBron James and still try to be efficient on the other end of the court. 12 points, 4 of 8. That was from the free throw line. He was 4 of 8. 4 of 9 from the field. Bench didn't do much, though, and that is the one thing I think the Lakers will be able to exploit. I mean, that bench is kind of non-existent from the Nuggets. Bruce Brown, the only one who did anything worth note, 16 points, 1-of-1 from 3, 6-of-11 from the field. He's the only one that made an impact. Christian Braun played, Jeff Green played and made a 3, but Braun was out there just getting cardio. So that is going to be one thing when Jokic is out, when Jamal Murray is out, the Lakers might be able to make a run, and that is when they made their runs for sure. Lakers didn't play bad, though. They started off slow, and that I think that was ultimately their downfall. But, I mean, AD, 40 points, 10 rebounds. He got dominant, 14 to 23, hit a 3 as well. 11 of 11 from the free throw line, AD was. So he did just about all you can ask for. LeBron James, he was good too. 26 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists. Gosh darn near a triple-double for LeBron. Schroeder, he kind of stunk it up though.
He didn't take that many shots, actually. 2 or 3 from the field, only 6 points. He was more facilitator, had 5 assists. D'Angelo Russell, he was the one really stinking it up. 4 of 11 from the field, only 8 points. Austin Reeves had a good game, though. Boy, Austin Reeves can shoot that thing. He was cacao, cacao, cacao last night. He was making them things, knocking them down. 7 of 14 from the field, 23 points for Austin Reeves. Rui Hachimura, 17 points off the bench. He was a plus 10. Again, that's going to be one of those bench players that can maybe take advantage when, again, Murray and Jokic maybe aren't on the floor. Take advantage of some size mismatches there. He was 8 of 11 from the field. He made a 3 as well. Lonnie Walker, 6 points. Jared Vanderbilt didn't score, but again, I will say this. Very good defensively, Jared Vanderbilt is. And if he can, here and there, maybe make a corner 3 or 2, that'll be big for the Lakers, and that could be a difference maker for them. So this is going to be a tough series. Honestly, last night, what I saw has me more worried about the Nuggets than the Lakers, because the Lakers got off to a slow start, and they kind of started out the gate slow. The Nuggets started out hot, and they stayed hot, and they got good performances from Murray, from Jokic, from KCP, from Michael Porter Jr. They had a pretty solid game, and they barely won. Now, they won, so it's all good, but I'm very concerned about what that Nuggets bench is going to do and what this Nuggets bench is going to look like throughout the series. I think the Lakers can take advantage as far as bench points go and bench production goes. The Nuggets are going to have to keep a very short rotation. Only played 8 guys last night, and that's probably how it's going to stay. Now, in respect, the Lakers only played 8 guys as well. So rotations do get shorter, but that bench from the Lakers seems to be a little bit more productive, and seems like you can count on the bench from the Lakers a little bit more than maybe you can the bench of the Denver Nuggets. But it's going to be a really good series throughout. I cannot wait. Be interesting to see how the Lakers come out game 2. Need to get off to a faster start, obviously. Can't go down big like they did early on. You can't get down 21. So that was really, I think, the downfall of the Lakers. You get down so much. You work so hard to come back. You were right there, but just took a lot of energy. Then, you know, couldn't knock down the shots when you needed to the most. So it's going to be a very good series between the Lakers and the Nuggets. I'm really excited for the series. I'm excited for both conference finals matchups, honestly. Heat and Celtics, I think, is going to be intriguing. I think it's going to be a good one, too. Game 1 of that series starts tonight on TNT. That one gets underway at 8:30. I think the Celtics could be in trouble because, again, they've had some times here in the playoffs where they folded a little bit. They haven't looked quite as mentally tough as they did last season. And one thing about the Heat are mentally tough. The Heat are never out of it seems like. Jimmy Butler is not going to let that team quit. He's going to put that team on his back, come hell or high water. Jimmy Butler's going to make sure his team is in the game, and that makes them very, very much dangerous. So excited for game 1 of Heat and Celtics tonight. Excited for game 2 of Lakers and Nuggets, and excited for both series overall. We'll see how it goes, and we'll keep you updated, and we'll keep talking about some hoops, some ball, as we continue down this NBA playoff journey. We also got to see what journey the morning shift is going to take next on a hump day. We'll talk to Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, see what they got up for today's show, see how they're feeling on a Wednesday. That's all next right here on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Final moments here on the Hometown Take. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson in the studio. Bo Morgan is back. Well, I guess you were back in your regular seat yesterday, and I guess I really just didn't notice or pay attention. But Bo Morgan, happy to be back in his regular seat. You know, he had made some prior comments before that, you know, he wasn't really feeling that other seat, were you, Bo?
I don't know why you're looking at me like that.
You complained about it a couple of days in a row.
Give me my damn chair back was the comment.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't look at me crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I was having to suffer because some people couldn't come to class prepared.
Wow. Mikey's going to pull that card on you?
That's fine. That's fine. I'll roll with the punches.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Had to get my laptop repaired. I was doing the best I could. I just wait to, you
and
know,
he's just taking shots at you, bro. What's up with that?
Blows a tire or something on the way to work. I'm going to be like, well, you just couldn't have prepared. You couldn't have, like, steel tires. You know what I mean?
Hold on a sec. Hold on, though. Here's the problem.
Things happen.
Did I sacrifice for the team? Did I?
But now you're, like, rubbing your
You're, like, complaining about it, though.
You just sit out this second.
Wow.
Did I not sacrifice?
You wanna go ahead. You run point today. I'm gonna sit back and drink this
just
delicious
tried to bench Tiffany.
Coffee.
Tiffany, why are you trying to bench
I'm
you like that?
I'm turning my mic off.
Wow, she just turned her mic off too. Man, Bo's just out here just turning his co-host against him today. Bo, what's up with that squid Billy coming here all spicy?
Well, actually, you have turned my co-host against me because you're instigating.
I didn't instigate anything.
What we got going on today?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about, you know, sports and Tiffany's dating life and or lack thereof.
Wow.
And you know what? No, Braves disappointing loss last night, but I thought they might have got a good outing for one of their young pitchers. We'll talk about that. Jason Longshore will join us at 8:20 to preview the struggling Atlanta United, hoping to get off a skid. And why Mike Johnson is still not wearing a hat today for the first time in the history of the morning shift.
Yeah.
Little product.
He's got a little swoop going, a little comb-over going.
Why he has product in his hair is coming up at 7:40 and mic'd up, so stay tuned.
We love to hear it. All right. Very entertaining and exciting morning shift coming on today. Informational, but also entertaining as always. Thank you for tuning in to Hometown Take this morning. The morning shift coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Final moments here on the Hometown Take. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson in the studio. Bo Morgan is back. Well, I guess you were back in your regular seat yesterday, and I guess I really just didn't notice or pay attention. But Bo Morgan, happy to be back in his regular seat. You know, he had made some prior comments before that, you know, he wasn't really feeling that other seat, were you, Bo?
I don't know why you're looking at me like that.
You complained about it a couple of days in a row.
Give me my damn chair back was the comment.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't look at me crazy.
Well, because I was having to suffer because some people couldn't come to class prepared.
Wow. Mikey's going to pull that card on you?
That's fine. That's fine. I'll roll with the punches.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Had to get my laptop repaired. I was doing the best I could. I just wait to, you
and
know.
And he's just taking shots at you, bro. What's up with that?
Blows a tire or something on the way to work. I'm going to be like, well, you just couldn't have prepared. You couldn't have, like, steel tires. You know what I mean?
Hold on a sec. Hold on, though. Here's the problem.
Things happen.
Did I sacrifice for the team? Did I?
But now you're, like, rubbing your
You're, like, complaining about it, though.
You just sit out this second.
Wow.
Did I not sacrifice?
You wanna go ahead. You run point today. I'm gonna sit back and drink this
just
delicious
tried to bench
smooth
Tiffany.
Coffee.
Tiffany, why are you trying to bench
I'm
you like
my
that?
My mic off.
Wow, she just turned her mic off too. Man, Bo's just out here just turning his co-host against him today. Bo, what's up with that squid Billy coming here all spicy?
Actually, you have turned my co-host against me because you're instigating.
I didn't instigate anything.
What we got going on today?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about, you know, sports and Tiffany's dating life and or lack thereof.
Wow.
And you know what? No, Braves disappointing loss last night, but I thought they might have got a good outing for one of their young pitchers. We'll talk about that. Jason Longshore will join us at 8:20 to preview the struggling Atlanta United, hoping to get off a skid. And White Mike Johnson is still not wearing a hat today for the first time in the history of the morning
shift.
Product
in the hair.
Yeah.
Little product.
He's got a little swoop going, a little comb over going.
Why he has product in his hair is coming up at 7:40 and mic'd up, so stay tuned.
We love to hear it. All right. Very entertaining and exciting morning shift coming on today. Informational, but also entertaining as always. Thank you for tuning in to Hometown Take this morning. The morning shift coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.